Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Kyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you wear the manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Good stuff. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Mikey.
How are you?
I'm very well. Before I get into it, I've just got a couple of quick shout-outs to do.
Yes, shout-outs. Accolades.
Podcasting listener Louise from California.
Hi, Louise. I hope Ian is from California.
I hope Ian is okay. Right, and I met Andrew, a.k.a. Spoon, who is a mochaccino-drinking lorry driver from Papakura.
Spoon.
And I didn't ask him why he got that name, but huge, huge listener.
Oh, look.
BFM and a lover of the breakfast show. So, there you go, Spoon. Hopefully, I'll get a free mochaccino next time I see him. Maybe not. Right.
Did he have a couple of spears? Did he?
Nah.
Did he have like three or four? And he's going, no, they're all mine, man.
Yeah, they're mine.
If you do a shout out.
Yeah, I'll give you a cold
doozy.
Bye next week. Anyway, I'm working off the list that you gave me, but this story, I saw this story today and I can't go past this.
I'm happy for you to go off the reservation, to go rogue now and then, Rob. I mean, you're a free spirit.
Thank you very much. Right, heavy metals like nickel and zinc are usually the last thing that plants want to grow up to. Next to in a high concentration, but a specialised group known as the hyperaccumulators have evolved to take the normally toxic metals into their stems, leaves and even seeds. Right, now researchers have been studying the Pinacandra acuminata in particular.
Could you say Latin name again, please?
Pinacandra acuminata. So it wasn't that difficult, was it? They grow in New Caledonia, and they actually...
New Caledonia, you say?
They've got in their latex...
Just in New Caledonia?
Just in New Caledonia.
Oh, yeah.
And their latex is like a bluey-green colour, and it contains...
Is it a rubber plant?
No.
No?
But every tree's got like...
A latex thing. I don't know that every tree had a latex.
Well, you know when you cut a tree and it like bleeds?
Sap, yeah.
Right, okay, sap. It contains 20% nickel.
This particular tree?
Really? Yeah, researchers are still trying to work out exactly why these particular plants do it.
It's like a fish having a robot arm.
Yeah. It's a Terminator tree. But they only grow where it's naturally metal-enriched soils, but some scientists are hoping that they can use them to put them into soil that we've mucked up.
So by doing that, then you can... It'll then be... extracted into the tree and then we've mucked up a tree.
Yeah, but the trees
they do like it, so they thrive on it.
They reckon it's actually to defend against insects.
Yep.
So I thought that was really...
And anything else that's...
I thought that's really, really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, so does it make for a heavy wood?
They didn't say.
Why didn't they say?
They didn't say, but I thought that was really interesting. Right.
Next time you see them, tell them to say.
Yeah. Well, it's researchers, mate. You can never tie them down. Right. The poison arrow frog has enough poison to kill 2,200 people. I mean, that's ridiculous. Why do you need to be that poisonous?
One can only wonder what sort of foes in the past, maybe before mankind.
It's evolved over a million years, but...
Let's say a woolly mammoth. How many... I mean, that's a man to the power of, or you know, human to the power of what, do you reckon? Not 2,000.
No.
I mean, 2,000 humans could overpower a woolly mammoth. Or maybe not. We weren't so smart back then.
But the thing I actually did...
Smart as we are now.
I did a bit of research on it. And what is so fascinating by this, they don't actually produce the poison themselves. They get it from the ants, mites and beetles that they eat, which have got poison in them. So you just think about how that's evolved.
But then again, if you eat the ant, you're not going to die, but it must have a small enough amount of, and it just sits there biding its time, the poison arrow frog. A big frog? Small frog, isn't it?
They're little
tiny
frogs.
Little thing.
And the brighter colour they are, the more potent they are.
You don't want to even know anything about that. You don't want to ever see one?
But the
are they the sort of thing that you just don't bother it and it won't bother you? Or does it actively come after you?
No, if you freak them out, they sweat. And that is what... But when I was researching them,
When the frogs are sweating, you stand back.
There's a pet shop in America where you can actually buy them.
No.
Seriously.
No, more. Put that down. Put that in the things that are wrong with America list.
Yeah. But I thought about it and I thought, well, they're trying to protect themselves, but not really, because they've ended up in poison arrows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You mean like local tribes?
Use them and they put them on there.
Yeah, that's pretty grunty.
They should have called it, look out, there's a proper dangerous frog. And then maybe probably people wouldn't have used them as poison darts.
Wouldn't have got the hint.
So I thought I thought that was really...
Do you really think of frogs as being dangerous, do you?
But why...
Toads, of course, dangerous as.
But again, certain toads, you can lick them and you can get... Faceless, well, apparently.
Yeah, but you're looking at a toad. There's other ways of getting faceless, surely.
Yeah. Oh, maybe sometimes there's not, you know.
Hey, toad licker, if you run out of day, chura.
Right, so that's quite interesting. Right, I've got a few more. For every human being on Earth, there are about 20 million insects.
Ha ha, good job. There's 2 billion dust mites. Don't know, was it? How many, what did we learn the other day?
Six
billion dust mites in the average mattress.
Bed. Yeah.
6 billion. 6 billion.
I'm surprised it doesn't move.
Surprised it doesn't just make a hell of a noise. Yeah. It must be very light on the... not feet, but legs.
The microwave was invented after a researcher walked by a radar tube and a chocolate bar melted in his pocket.
That's
brilliant. What if he'd never done that? Would a microwave ever have been invented?
Well, because they originally were trialing it out as a radar thing, like in the Second World War, and that's when that situation happened.
Okay.
And so they had it sort of firing off from somewhere, and it kind of stood in the way of it, and because what a microwave does, it actually heats up the water molecules.
Yes.
So it means it's why, you know, when you put bread in there, there's not a lot of water molecules in bread. See, so that's why bread goes hard.
First time I got a microwave, I had some herbs in the garden. Uh-huh. And I thought, I'll dry those.
What sort of herbs did you have in the garden, Rob?
Well, happy herbs. And I thought, I'll dry those.
Rosemary, thyme.
Yeah, something like that.
Mint, sprig of mint.
And I put it in the microwave and I didn't put water in it. It went like that. And I thought, shit. Then I read the instructions, which is what I should have done first.
Take that thing out of the microwave.
And anyway, I did it.
Take the complimentary dish we've given you with this microwave.
My ex-wife came back and we used the microwave and it never worked properly and I never declared what I'd done.
It really?
Yeah, I've been asked. I should take it back.
A friend of mine's, their parents got a microwave, first people to get a microwave amongst anyone that we knew, and it came with its own, like, Geiger counter, like a thing to test if, you know, to sort of alert you if the microwaves were coming out, and that scared me for years. I just was like, what? Of course they're coming out. If they've got a thing to measure it, if it does accidentally come out, of course they're coming out, you know?
And lipstick contains fish scales.
Oh, choice.
Again, why?
Well, because there's an excess of them, maybe.
Okay.
What is it? I mean, this is the thing. It's like that, those crushed up bugs that they make. What's that stuff called? Shellac.
Yes.
Who figured that would be the best option? You really can't come up with anything better. You can't come up with anything synthetic and to put in lipstick that's better than fish scales. Because it must, to actually gather fish scales.
Yeah. With tweezers, you must
hygienically get rid of all the decaying fish off them, and I guess any smell and all sorts, and just get the product, which is the jelly gunk that obviously makes a lipstick that everyone's wearing right now. that's got to be quite difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's just, I have a lot of trouble in the wonderful world we live in with dealing with things which seem to be an awful lot of bother when you could just go down the path of just do it the normal way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like. Like, how can soft drinks be so cheap when you can just get a drink something else? You know, you can just go get a drink. It's just like, I don't know. That can be cheaper than water. This is a segment of curiosity.
It is, really.
We're certainly not trying to take anyone on any down buzz.
I've looked at a few of them, and I will talk about them later, but the facts are actually wrong now, because I suppose all the time people are...
Oh, facts. Facts roll on, and time. Yeah. Time, the fabric of time.
Yeah.
The space continuum just undulates
Can
you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullock?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
You start talking about time.